Well, first up on Biz Rocket Radio, not just this morning, but ever, I'm delighted to introduce a gentleman by the name of John Carroll. He's the grand poobah of an organization called Virtual Wins. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Stone, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. This WIN, it stands for something. What does that stand for, and what's Virtual Wins all about, man?
Virtual Wins, Workplace Innovation Networks. The whole idea is to take collaboration to the next level, to really enable teams to facilitate their own solutions. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that today.
And so does it heavily lean on technology and internet as a platform? Walk us through it a little bit.
Well, the idea is that it's very hard today to get teams face-to-face. My background is really in facilitating teams. I was the guy with the flip chart and the markers for years. And today, what we're trying to do is bring that same type of facilitation to people working virtually. So, yes, it's a marriage of technology with group process.
Well, you know, I saw a term as I did my extensive pre-show research, like Stone always does. I came across a term in your website called team social networking. Describe that for us. What's that all about?
Think for a moment about Facebook or LinkedIn or the traditional social networking tools that I think we're all starting to get used to, where you can network with your high school friends, or from LinkedIn standpoint, you can network with your business relationships. Great for finding a prospect, finding a job, or as my sons might say, finding a party or a date. What we're looking for is to take that same type functionality for connecting people and bring it over to the purposes of a business, for the purposes of a team. So we're looking at people being able to blog privately for a business purpose, or to share media just for the objectives of that team.
Well, so say more about that. So it's like a closed environment, Facebook, Twitter type thing?
Very much so. Really today, when you're talking about collaborating on the internet, privacy is very important. And the other word that's being tossed around a lot is being open. And people think that you can't have the two together. And quite truthfully, if you want people to be open, you need to provide them a private, safe place to do so. And that's what we're doing with Virtual Wins.
Now, that's an interesting paradox. If you want them to be open, you got to provide them a private platform to do so. So what kind of companies are you doing this for right now?
We're targeting first professional firms who are recognizing that there's a major transformation in all professional firms. There was a book that a colleague of mine sent to me a year ago, called, there's a question mark at the end of this, the end of lawyers, question mark.
And got some people excited with that headline, I'm sure.
It really, really does. And it's by a barrister from the UK, Richard Susskind. And it talks about the transformation of all professional firms, that clients are no longer going to pay for all the junior level talent. They're paying for just top talent. So there needs to be new ways to leverage that talent. And that's what we're enabling our partners to do.
Well, it sounds sexy, and you're a great salesperson, but I mean, how different is this really from your Basecamp or Microsoft Project and some of these other tools? I mean, can't all this kind of be wang-dangled with the right combination of some of these other tools?
Those are some great tools, and really what we're saying is Virtual Wins is what you go to when you've already gone as far as you can with wikis and web conferencing and some great tools like Basecamp. And really, it's looking at tools from the project management standpoint and trying to turn that around. I ask groups whether or not the tasks that they're managing come from the project manager, or do you want them to come from the team themselves? And so in a win, the team can come up with a list of ideas, evaluate them, discuss them, and then assign the tasks, and then the individuals manage their own assignments.
Now, do you find that there are some cultures that resonate with this idea and this technology more so than others? And if so, describe that. Give us that the profile of the ideal culture for this kind of thing.
It's really ones, and I say this because we actually have a capability of having anonymity within an open private environment. I tell CEOs that they may say that they really want to know what their people think. Well, within a win, they really find out what their people think, and they better be prepared for it.
I think so, some of them might be afraid to say, though.
Very much so, Alan, yes.
And so does the technology facilitate that, open it up, make it easier for me to say stuff I've been wanting to say, or that prior to now I've only said at the water cooler?
Well, I ask people to just think about a group of people that we all are aware of where this would be powerful, and that is a group of physicians and working with a group of nurses on possibly coming up with better clinical guidelines for delivery of care. We all know that between those two groups, there's already some tension, and within the physician groups, there's a hierarchy itself. Well, if you can provide them a safe place and a process for them to share their thinking and discuss it thoroughly without worries about personalities and politics, you can really accelerate that collaboration.
And up to now, I mean, all those meetings, when you have the big meeting, there's always the meeting after the meeting. And there's really a lot of different meetings after the meetings, right? You might have 20 people in that thing, and then you've got about 7 different meetings with 2 or 3 people in those meetings. Does this eliminate that or make those more powerful and productive? Or
really, you've hit upon an important piece there. In the meeting, there's also a lot of interaction going on that is building relationships. So that ties us right back to what we talked about with the team social networking. You have the intensity of the facilitated collaboration that then can give way to people exchanging ideas on their own, one-to-one or one-to-many with the team social networking. Ideally, what you're trying to really duplicate is that kind of intense facilitated effort combined with what happens when you share a meal. And I actually recommend people, when working virtually, they think about actually scheduling to share a meal.
Now, see, that makes me feel so much better, because at High Velocity, we actually have the beer Skype meeting on Fridays at 2:00. So we're not just playing around. We're doing it right, right?
You're doing it right. And I found that you'll get people to participate even without the beer, for at least twice as long as they would have invested in a virtual meeting otherwise.
All right. So help me walk me through this. Help me think through the marketing aspect of this. How are you going to market? What are you saying to people that compels them to really even just want to hear this story?
Right now, we have up on virtualwins.com our guarantee, and it's one that I put out to any group. We guarantee that your first online meeting on virtualwins.com will be more productive than if you had met face-to-face, and your team decides.
Okay, so this platform involves an online, you've got your online meeting, you've got this blogging, Twittery-like thingy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So what are the other major components?
The real secret sauce, as some of my colleagues explain it, is the building of a library of group process templates. For example, a simple one would be rapid action planning, where a facilitator with a simple orientation can go and grab that template, send out an invitation to their team, and within minutes facilitate a team to, and possibly anonymously, especially if you're working across the hierarchy or in some high conflict kind of situation, to brainstorm ideas, discuss them, evaluate them, maybe discuss the results of that evaluation as everybody says, what the heck were we thinking? And then go ahead and assign actions which all post to people's profiles. That's a simple win. A more complex win would be sessions for a complete project lifecycle that go from initial building of everybody's shared understanding of the project right through to what's called an after-action review.
When you say anonymity, do you mean that a participant can give input and they don't know who he is?
It's remarkable when you have anonymity within a known group of people, meaning I can see who's in the meeting, but I don't know that idea came from my boss, from maybe my my colleague who is, and everybody thinks that everything's going to be comments that are maybe disparaging. Quite often you find people reluctant to speak up because they don't want to offend someone else.
Right. And so I take it that does not incorporate a video feed.
Alan, thank you for bringing that up, because yes, it can. Imagine if we were doing a planning retreat online, so the retreat is not physically face-to-face, and you kick it off having the video feed from the CEO or from advisory board.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
Then everybody discusses that video feed.
To have the CEO talk or whoever the
So you can manage it real time. It's like when Alan does all those crazy dials and stuff on the board. You can bring it in, you can fade it out. Like, we're not listening to that obnoxious music right now, right? We're just having a conversation.
No, and we are going to start to include a video feed from here at some point.
Cool. And the combination of e-learning with e-doing is something that we're starting to, I think we have to come up with a better phrase than that, but the idea is where you actually learn something is where a team then can then move ahead and do. Our partners in Canada, Rana International, are leaders in safety management. They teach aircraft safety management and with transportation folks. They're looking to combine what they teach about risk assessment with the actual risk templates, where an inspector could learn how to do it and then take the template and do it all in the same environment.
Now, we don't all have Alan Dobrinsky kind of money. So what kind of investment are we talking about, and what kind of return are your customers seeing from this thing?
What we're saying is put the money into the processes and into the people, into the top talent. The software itself, we've already priced as if we already are large, and we're going to get there as quickly as possible. The pricing for the software is priced at $1 a person per month, which really blows away the competition out there if think of other tools. We have a minimum right now of $100 a month for a 100-person community on virtualwins.com, and then for your own win, which can have an unlimited number of communities and an unlimited number of workplaces, that begins at $500 a month. And then either we host that and there's cost for that, or you host it yourself. I came up with this pricing when using an initial version of the software while facilitating a global conference for HIV/AIDS with the CDC and the PEPFAR program with 20 resource poor nations working in Hanoi. This was back in 2008. And I looked around and decided that this needed to be an expense item for such efforts. So I know it can do it there, and I think it can do it for any professional firm or business.
I mean, so with that fee schedule, really, virtually any business could take advantage
of this.
Absolutely. I like that. Maybe we should do that for all the hosts at Radio X.
Make it free.
But, I mean, don't you think that would be cool if everybody that hosts a show at Radio X, because what do we got, like 18 shows now?
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of stuff that we could share back and forth. And, you know, we could have that intro thingy from Alan, right?
Oh, yeah.
He could get us all fired up, and then we could talk about ideas and shared information. Is that a reasonable application of this thing?
Well, let's prototype that WIN community tonight, and we can take a look at it tomorrow.
Well, that was my very next question. Alan writes his check today. How long does it take to get up and running?
We don't even need the check, Alan. We'll just have the prototype set up tonight.
Just by my word, right?
Yes.
All right. And you don't like, I mean, this is a kind of a neat little niche. You don't fear Google coming in or Microsoft coming in and swooping down and saying, oh, we're going to offer this as part of our business, Google business.
Well, actually, we are part of the Microsoft BizSpark program. We are our partner. Breakout Ventures is a Microsoft development partner, and we've launched out of Breakout Ventures. Larry Steele, who heads that up. I do want to add what Larry says about the software. He says John can go on and on about how great it is, but he, as a business owner, offers to other business owners to simply know that you'll save 50% of the time in any of your online meetings, and that should be enough right there. and with that in mind, Alan, we're ready to give this a shot.
Awesome.
And
this guy's a closer, man.
Awesome.
I can see that. You could sell anything, but I think this really has some genuine value. How can our listeners get in touch with you, learn more about this product, and talk this stuff through with you?
I invite any of the listeners to come and attend. We're picking up on a technique that has worked well for other successful software plays, and that is we hold a regular weekly orientation every Thursday at 8 a.m., 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. at virtualwins.com. If you notify either my partner Paul Dobson at pdobson@ranaprocess.com or myself, John Carroll, at jcarroll@virtualwins.com, we'll preset you up in a sandbox community, or just come and call in. The information's on the website.
I like that, a sandbox community.
That's
like
cool.
We're all playing together.
Don't look for me at the 8 a.m. session. But no, that's great though. Cause so you can dive in, learn a little bit about it, get a feel for it, get your toe wet without laying out any capital, get a feel for it, and then you guys will coach people through the rest of it, huh?
Yes, ourselves, and then we're also part of the Southeast Association of Facilitators, a sponsor there, and we did a prototype with the International Association of Facilitators in 2008, and through those organizations, I know that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of expert facilitators and group process consultants who could team up quickly. We just need to give them an orientation.
Yeah. Well, you had a question, Alan. Go ahead.
I do. Before you go on, I have one other thought just popped into my head because, you know, I'm a real estate broker and I'm thinking of trying to figure out how to network and how to do marketing, and I'm new at it. And I was thinking, is it possible to put together like a BNI type group where you get different types of people into your sandbox, so to speak? And
Alan's inventing a business over there. I could see it. I could see his wheels clicking.
I'm thinking, because BNI is expensive. This is
well, you got to get up in the morning, right? And you got to drive out there. There goes our BNI sponsorship. But, Dadgummit.
But this sounds like a great idea to put together.
Marry
kind of
it
a
all
networking
together.
Group.
Marry it all together.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was my question.
Well, it's a great question. And actually, I was teasing about losing the sponsorship and all that. It probably would be they could complement each other. You could have the live meetings and then complement it with something like that. That is really cool.
Certainly.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show. Listen, before we let you go, we want to start a little tradition here on Biz Rocket Radio, right here on episode one, and carry it on through. We're going to make a commitment to ask each guest if they would to share a specific business tip related to their expertise that our listeners can take away with them right here and now and begin applying immediately. Could we con you into doing that?
I'll give two.
Two is
it? All right, we're getting our two for one, man. That's great.
I've learned over the years that the best way to build a team is to have a team accomplish something. And the best way to build a sense of community is to share a meal.
You're really big on this whole meal thing, aren't you?
I am.
Crawfish boil.
I know. You and I are very simpatico. Hey, it's been a lot of fun, man. I hope you'll come back sometime.
Very much appreciate it, and good luck with the show.